It almost sounds like there's a bit of hesitancy as to whether or not God exists in their mind to begin with.
Mm.
You know? So, yes, I will say right out there, of course, I do believe in divine power. I believe in the Lord. You know, I believe in his power to heal, to deliver, to provide, and so much more. And there's a point, of course, in praying, because God wants to hear our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one thing to know it, but another thing to have his kids ask for it. I mean, mm-hmm. like, I know when my kid wants something, but sometimes I just want to hear my kid say, hey, Dad, you know, can I have this? Because
just like that,
you know, well, maybe not quite like that, but I mean, like, yeah. you know, sometimes you just want to hear it as a parent because,
yeah.
you know, you just want to hear it from their hearts. And that is, I believe, what God wants from us. He wants to hear from our hearts. You know, James 4:2 talks about the fact that we don't have because we don't ask.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need to ask with right motives. And that's, you know, sometimes we don't receive because we're asking with the wrong motives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we get exactly what we ask for, even though it's not good for us, because God wants to teach us through it. Because, mm-hmm. hey, we're being stubborn. You know, we're begging God over and over, please, can we have this? And finally, God is like, you know what? Fine, here you go.
Well, the interesting thing, I don't know if you found this in your life, but sometimes even in mine, we can get caught in loops almost. You know, it's like, I'm praying for the same thing. I'm praying for the same thing. I'm praying for the same thing. And God's over here like, listen, why are you even praying for this? This is not good for your life. This is not my plan for you. You know?
Yeah. Sometimes we're stubborn.
Come on.
You know? But here's the point. God wants to hear from us.
Yeah.
His, you know, his lifeline is always open and we just need to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the second part of the question, I guess, are our lives predestined by God? God gives us free will. Okay. But I mean, like, he obviously knows exactly what we're going to do before we're even born. Like, mm-hmm. he knows whether or not we're going to receive him as Lord and Savior. He knows, you know, how our lives are going to be, but he still gives us a choice to live it out.
Yeah. Well, so. It's interesting that they would say, are our lives predestined by God? And then they say, if so, what's the point in praying? And it's kind of interesting that they would connect those two things with, like, praying and then predestination. That's kind of strange because, like, what are they praying about?
Yeah, like, I can see where they're going with it, though. I mean, like, if everything is predestined by God, if everything is set out
by God,
then why pray in the first place?
But you know what? Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's because of the fact that God wants to hear our hearts. You know, it's mm-hmm. a conversation.
Well, and a very interesting thing, too, in the Bible, we see God change his mind.
Yes.
Which is very interesting.
Yeah, because, you know, we always talk about the fact that God is never changing.
Mm-hmm.
But yet there have been times where God has been persuaded to withhold wrath,
mm-hmm.
you know, and different things like that to show his love.
Yeah, exactly.
So.